Hello, hello, and welcome into Hate the Player, Not the Game. As always, I am Lucas Owens, here to bring you another episode, a shorter episode today, as I gotta get out of here at 2:30, but got a little bit to talk about today. We got some MLB talk and NBA. Just gonna cut college football out of it right now. Not much is happening there anyway. Although I will just say, that Steve Sarkisian deal has been officially approved. $35 million. A lot of money for a coach that has failed at being a head coach before. But a lot of money. So good for him. But I want to talk about briefly what you just listened to with Daft Punk Aerodynamic. Of course, the French duo, the Parisian duo, I should say, because they're from Paris. But they retired this last week. On Monday, I believe, is when they announced it. And I've been sad ever since. And I just want to reflect, say, Daft Punk was really good at making music. And now I'm going to be sad for the next lot of time. So just want to talk on that for a little bit. But enough whining. Let's get into stealing signs. And, of course, the big news. Big news in baseball this week. Professional baseball, at least. Kevin Mather. Maybe the most disastrous talk that's happened in a long time in baseball. 2-0 Seattle area Rotary Club, too. Yeah, this wasn't a good idea for him to do. You know, maybe when you go talk to Rotary Clubs, you don't say stuff as stupid as this, and it was stupid. So there were, he disparaged a Japanese player for not learning English fast enough and having to pay his translator $75,000. Belittled another player from the Dominican Republic for language skills, and to Kalinic, basically said, no matter what we do, Kalinic is going to stay down so we can manipulate his service time. Called their best pitcher boring and said that the star, the one redeemable quality of the Mariners past few years has been Seager. Said that he was overpaid when he's been underpaid. But, yeah, so, I mean, Marco Gonzalez got belittled. Mitch Haniger, belittled. Kyle Seager, got belittled. Hisashi Iwakuma, belittled. Other player, pretty much everybody on the Mariners roster was belittled by their team president, which is ridiculous. And, I mean, the thing is, everybody knew this. A lot of the stuff about service time and wanting to cut costs no matter what, everybody knew that. And they deserve to be angry, and he just did the biggest favor for the Players Union, or excuse me, the Players Association that that they've had in a long time. Because CBA talks are going to happen next year, and they have a smoking gun that this is probably what a lot of front offices think like. And yeah, they deserve to be angry. And I mean, I think really they should get in arms about this and really confront this. But the Mariners, you're talking about a team that already, like, the Mariners are not going to be hyped coming into this next year. And you're coming into this now, and they're having all of their players basically hate the organization because of what happened. Now, you got this. They're just not going to be good this year. I think that's fair to say. They're going to be pretty bad. But, yeah, who knows? Other thing, good news. Only 13 positive tests out of the 4,336 intake tests for COVID in the MLB. 13 positive cases, excuse me. But That's pretty good. That's a pretty good number. Of course, it should be a zero, but it's good to see it that low. And we'll be taking the right steps, going in the right direction to having no positive cases. Okay, discussing something a lot more serious, something that's been happening over the past few weeks that I don't think I've addressed enough is Domingo German. The pitcher for the New York Yankees, of course, is just getting off of the domestic violence suspension list now. Yeah, he has a lot of work to do because, I mean, obviously, that's not something that works well in a locker room. I mean, if I want to interject my personal opinion, I think if you're accused of domestic violence in any sport, you have to do a lot more than sitting out for a bit and apologizing to get back into the sport. You need a lot more. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say. He needs to suffer more from his actions, honestly, because, I mean, it's just terrible. But, yeah, he said that he's gone to mandatory counseling. He, last week was really, the scary part was he was like, everything is over. He's like going off on Instagram, deleting everything. You know, just wonder if everything's right up there. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it's good that he's addressing it, but again, don't want to get too personal about it. I think he shouldn't be in baseball right now. But that's all I have for Stealing Science. After the break, looking in the general direction of the NBA. Thank you for listening to KCOU 88.1 FM.
My party starting at 9 a.m. Cap off your sports Saturday with coverage of Mizzou football from the student voice of the Missouri Tigers. Don't just Saturday, KCOU Sports Saturday.
All right, welcome back to Hate the Player, Not the Game. I'm Lucas Owens, here to hit you with this final segment, looking at the general direction of the NBA. So, gotta talk quickly before I have to get out of here, but we have our All-Star teams finally, the full roster. I was waiting for this, but man, pretty good All-Star team this year, of course. I mean, it never feels like there's enough All-Stars. This year, I think it's about right, especially after one edition that I'll be talking about later. But the two captains will be Kevin Durant for the Eastern Conference and LeBron James for the Western Conference. So, of course, on March 4th, they will be picking their teams. So, excited for that. Always way too much drama there. I'm sure LeBron James will pick Kyrie first and Kevin Durant will pick Steph first. But outside of that, we got Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bradley Beal, Joel Embiid, and Kyrie Irving, the starters for the Eastern Conference. And for the Western Conference, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, and Kawhi Leonard. Speaking on this real quick, there's nothing really shocking here. Happy that Bradley Beal got in this high, but, you know, leading scorer in the NBA is going to get you there. He's been also talked about a lot this year, so not too surprising to see the guard from Washington on the Eastern Conference starters. Again, you can't really go wrong here. Usually these honestly more equate with scoring. Again, I mean, there's nothing here that I can point at and say it's a wrong pick. I think this is all good. And I mean, it's through fan voting, so it's just the most popular players. It's the All-Star game. Come on. Okay, but for the reserves, we got Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, James Harden of the Brooklyn Nets, Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls, which I am sure a lot of KCLU hosts are very happy about. As you can probably see through their Twitters. Julius Randle from the New York Knicks, Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, and Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. So again, not too much surprising here. We'll say the Eastern Conference is definitely, again, like usual, down compared to the Western Conference. So again, seeing guys like these get in, not that bad. Happy Zach LaVine's finally making an All-Star game, though, since he's won the slam dunk contest twice. Never appeared in an All-Star game, though. Julius Randle also appearing for the first time in an All-Star game. And Jaylen Brown. Wow, didn't even realize that. Figured he would have already been there. But, yep, Jaylen Brown is going to play. Nobody from the Miami Heat. You know, the Eastern Conference reigning champs. Nobody from there gets in. And they will be coached by Doc Rivers because, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers are somehow first place in the Eastern Conference. I shouldn't say somehow. They are first place because the Eastern Conference, like usual, not very good. They will be fourth in the Western Conference right now, possibly even fifth. But moving on to the Western Conference reserves, we got Anthony Davis from the LA Lakers. Of course, he is not going to play right now because of that injury. So we have a surprise at the end. Paul George from the LA Clippers. Again, not too surprising. Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers. Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And replacing injured Anthony Davis is guard Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. So this Western Conference reserves is honestly just as good. It's a lot of All-Star teams have been past our All-Star rosters from, you know, conferences the way they do it now. But you know, this is a pretty good stack of guys. Good to see Zion in there because I think people are not talking about him a lot this year. But, I mean, he has 25 points a game, 6.8 rebounds per game. It's for a second-year guy who really didn't play that much last year. This is good. And, of course, it's an All-Star game. It's a popularity contest. And Zion Williamson is incredibly popular. People were a little miffed, I guess, that he got in and Devin Booker didn't. With the year Devin Booker is having, happy that Devin Booker also got in. I think they both deserve to be All-Stars, honestly. Chris Paul gets in too. That's not too surprising considering Chris Paul is still popular and the Suns are very good this year. Jazz get two players, don't get a starter. Considering that the Jazz play in Salt Lake City, though, I can't be shocked, I guess is the best word here. But yeah, we'll talk about the Jazz in a little bit. Damian Lillard, again, good to see him in there with how good the Trailblazers are doing. Yeah, this is a pretty good group. I'm very excited to see this year's All-Star game. I think it's going to be different. If it ends up happening, I should say. Because, I mean, I think there's still a little bit of doubt, honestly, because of, you know, the pandemic going on. A lot of players don't think the All-Star game should happen in the first place. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with this game. It should be, like I always say, an interesting time. But moving on to last night's game. Last night was a pretty big night for the NBA. We had a few games. We had Golden State beating the Indiana Pacers. The Boston Celtics lost by 15 to the Atlanta Hawks. Well, that's not what you would look for in a playoff team. Or a good team that should be good, like Boston. Houston lost to Cleveland as well. Yikes. Miami beat Toronto. Maybe they're finally getting on the right track. Chicago beat Minnesota in overtime. Zach LaVine, leading scorer, though. 35 points. New Orleans beat Detroit. Again, another All-Star with the leading scorer. Zion Williamson, 32 points. Can skip the rest of the games because the game I really want to talk about, and I'm sure most people are thinking of today, is the Jazz routing the LA Lakers 114-89. So clearly the Jazz didn't have an off day last night. And I mean, it is rough for the Lakers missing Anthony Davis, but I mean, this is a little below that. I don't think this should have been nearly as bad as it was. And clearly the Jazz were playing for something. Because, I mean, yeah, this was just bad. Lakers really didn't have that good of three-point shooting. Rough game in Utah for the Lakers. And, I mean, Jazz clearly wanted a statement. So, I mean, that's pretty much what happened. But, man, not a good game for the Lakers. Not a good game for LeBron. Just little nervous about how bad the Lakers could be, could fall in this period where they don't have Anthony Davis. I think this could be worrying if you're the Los Angeles Lakers. I think without Anthony Davis, seems pretty incomplete, and I think they're going to drop a few games before they get back on track. But enough of that nonsense. Let's get back into the playoff standings before I go here. So we got the 76ers in first with the Nets behind them at second. Bucks in third, Pacers in fourth. Now we get below 500, as I always like to do in the Eastern Conference. At number five, with Toronto Raptors at 16-17. Chicago Bulls at the sixth seed. Wow. 15-16, though. Charlotte Hornets also 15-16. Miami Heat 15-17. Then we got our two play-in spots right now are currently the Boston Celtics and New York Knicks at 15-17. So, yikes. The Eastern Conference still sucks. Miami finally starting to improve a little bit, though. 7-3 over the last 10. Maybe they're finally doing something. Boston doing bad. 3-7 over the last 10. Complete opposite. Maybe they Freaky Friday'd. I don't know. But, yeah, not a good look for the Eastern Conference, which continually feels like for the last 10 years has been the weaker conference. Moving on to the Western Conference, though, where things are really hot right now. Utah Jazz, after last night's game, 26-6. Firm in first place in the conference, 3.5 games ahead of the LA Clippers. LA Clippers, though, 23-10. And second, the Los Angeles Lakers fall to third, 4.5 games back of the Jazz. Right behind them, though, Phoenix Suns, 20-11, 5.5 games back. The Trailblazers at fifth. San Antonio Spurs at sixth. Really good story to see the Spurs doing better again this year. You know, their fans just have had so much pain having to miss the playoffs one time in the last 22 years. I think, talk about deserving cities. I think San Antonio finally deserves a playoff berth. But the Denver Nuggets, back on the right track, 17-14. Golden State Warriors continue to mesh together, 18-15, and rounding out the top eight seeds. And then the Dallas Mavericks still finally find themselves in the playoff picture, theoretically in the play-in, at 15-15. Memphis Grizzlies, Joe Miller's own, 13-14. Only 10.5 games back of the Jazz. And I shouldn't say only, because the Detroit Pistons, who are currently last in the Eastern Conference, are 12 games back of the 76ers. So, you know, yikes. But, yeah, this playoff picture is starting to iron out a little bit. I think things are going to change a lot, though, heading into the second half of the season. But I have to head out of here. So thank you for listening to Hate the Player, Not the Game.